Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Everybody, welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and we are just glad to have you with us this evening. I hope you had a wonderful day today. I've been busy as a little bee, doing all sorts of things, got my weight bench together and getting my exercise room all worked out and put little things in it. I'm excited. You know, I was doing some powerlifting today. Hey. I'm so glad that you guys could join me tonight. I'm going to be sharing some power foods with you tonight. I love letting you know about foods that can do really great things for the good old body. You know, foods, all foods aren't created equal, and we know that. Some foods are specifically beneficial to different parts of the body, whereas fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains are always good, but there's just some that benefit different parts of the body characteristically different. I want you all to know that if you miss anything tonight, I hope you got your pens and pen and paper ready. Let me slow down because I'm still kind of hyped up from earlier today. So I hope you have your pen and paper ready so you can take down some superfoods, some power foods, and I'm going to give some a couple of recipes as well. I just have to say thank you to a friend of mine. Her mom invited me over this past Sunday to raid her garden, and it was a most pleasurable experience. I have some of the beautifulest Swiss chard. In fact, I made a green smoothie today with my Swiss chard. I was going to post it, but I didn't get a chance to, so maybe I will later in the week. But I also got some beautiful squash and peppers and tomatoes and let's see, what else did I get? Some wonderful collard greens, little tender baby collard greens. Whew. Everything was just so beautiful, just fresh out of the garden. I love it. Next year, I'm going to try to have a garden myself. I do a lot of traveling in the summertime, so it's kind of hard for me to, you know, have a garden unless you can get somebody come take care of it and water it and stuff like that. So I do plan to have me a little bitty one next year. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, I want to let you guys know that if you have any questions or comments during the show this evening, feel free to press option 1 on your telephone keypad. I want to say hi to all my friends there in the chat room. It's an honor to have you guys with me on tonight. You know, I don't take it lightly when you take time out of your busy day to join me here on Here's to Your Health. This is something, this is my passion. This is something I love to do. I love sharing information on how you can maintain, regain, and improve your health using natural modalities. So this is my baby. I love doing this, and you're the reason I'm here. So I just want to let you know that. Feel free to go to my website, take a look around www.4yourgoodhealth.info. I'll give it again before the end of the show. But I also want to remind you that on the 28th, August the 28th, my girl April Renee from VIC, the Vaccination Information Coalition, she'll be back. It's school time, and you know they're pushing for those vaccinations. So she's going to come back. She's traveling this month, but she has consented to stop in. No matter where she is in the world, she's going to come back and do an encore presentation of just why it is we should educate before we vaccinate. There's a lot of things going on, guys. I'm telling you, a lot of things going on. So we just have to be conscientious of what's going on in the world around us. You know, I'm in the world, I'm not of the world, but I got to know what's going on in the world, being that I'm here. You know, I want to know what's up, what's going on. So just want to let you put you up on that. Also want to let you know brown rice. Brown rice is really good for you. A lot of times I get people asking me questions as to just why is brown rice so much better, and is it really that much better? Yeah, brown rice is much better. Wild rice is even better, but yeah, brown rice is generally thought to be part of a healthy diet because it's a good source of fiber. But now, all brown rice is not equal. All food is not equal, okay? Brown rice might have an advantage over white rice by offering protection from high blood pressure, arterial sclerosis, that's hardening of the arteries. But also, the secret lies in the layer between the white center of the grain and the brown fibrous outer layer. which is milled away to produce white rice. You see, it's just like with everything else. Once you strip it, you know how they'll tell you that bread is enriched, white bread is enriched, it's stripped of everything, and then it's fortified, or vitamins and nutrients and things like that are put back in to make it enriched. And that's what happens with white rice. It contains a component that works against the assimilation process. So brown rice is always a better alternative. But then, like I said, wild rice is even a better alternative, okay, because it contains even more fiber than the brown rice. So that's just something I wanted to put you up on. Also, veggies help protect babies from diabetes. A recent study was done at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, and it revealed that expectant mothers who eat vegetables every day give birth to children who are much less likely to develop type 1 diabetes. Now, analysis of blood samples from almost 6,000 five-year-olds showed that children at risk of developing diabetes, type 1 diabetes, have antibodies that attack insulin-producing cells, and that's a risk marker that was up to twice as common in children whose mothers rarely ate vegetables during pregnancy. And the university says that this is the first study to show a direct link between vegetable intake during pregnancy and the risk of children getting type 2 diabetes. So that's something we really want to be conscientious of if we're expecting. And I think just a fabulous way to get to bridge the gap between what you eat as far as your vegetables, your fruits and vegetables are concerned, and what you don't is found in Juice Plus. This is a product that I wholeheartedly promote, wholeheartedly. And the reason I do that is because there is research behind it, okay? I mean, this is just no fly-by-night thing. There is research behind Juice Plus to prove that it emphatically shows that it gets into the blood. Once it gets into the blood, it brings about or causes very positive health benefits. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and that's something that, you know, we don't pay too much attention to now. You rarely hear anybody talking about your blood. We don't clean our blood. We don't take time to eat fruits and vegetables that promote clean blood. So this is a product that I've been taking for quite some time now, and the difference is it's like night and day, and I am already, I was already before taking Juice Plus, very health conscious. I mean, duh, you know, there's some things that you just, you don't have to be hit over the head with. You just know it works. But I invite you to go to my website and take a look at, click on Juice Plus. Take a look at the research, the independent double-blind research that has been done on this product, okay? Excuse me, and you can see that after taking Juice Plus for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, and I say that because everybody's body is different, you know, but you will see why people experience some of the following benefits, such as more energy, more regularity. You feel better, and if you feel better, you look better, better digestion, better skin tone, you sleep better, weight loss if needed, you wake up easier, feeling more refreshed, your nails grow stronger, your hair grows stronger, you have a better athletic performance, things like that, you know, more mental alertness, and you handle stress more easily, and faster recovery from injuries. So I just invite you to take a look. And so naturally, If mommy, if expectant mommy is getting more fruits and vegetables, then you can rest assured that baby's gonna get some of those phytonutrients that's in the juice plus, and it's gonna be an overall healthier child when it gets what it needs. You know, nowadays you see so many people just consuming all kinds of things when they're pregnant. And, you know, I'm not here to judge anybody, but I'm just saying there's a way to bridge the gap. You see, N-Juice Plus is some wonderful fruits and vegetables such as apples and cherries and cranberries and oranges and papaya and peaches and pineapples and okra, beets. You know, beets are very high in folic acid. Tomatoes, lycopene, broccoli. Now, you know broccoli contains, and that's one of the superfoods that I'm going to talk about tonight. Broccoli contains an anti-cancer nutrient, such as beta-carotene, vitamin C, okay? It has also cabbage and carrots and kale and parsley and spinach and brown rice. And see, the thing of it is, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, I eat fruits and vegetables. Yeah, I understand that, and that's so good. I applaud you for that. But do you do it consistently? Do you know that we should get between 5 and 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day? It doesn't count if you eat them maybe on Monday and then not again until maybe Wednesday. I'm talking about consistently. And that's where the rubber meets the road. It's nothing like doing anything on a consistent basis, and that's what Juice Plus is all about. So just take a look at it. And what I think is so phenomenal about this product, any adult that decides to take Juice Plus, if you have a child, your child can get Juice Plus free. I'm saying free, F-R-E-E, for 3 years. And all you do is pay the shipping charge on it, which is a couple of bucks, okay? I sponsor the rest. So it's worth taking a look at. Kids that take Juice Plus, it's proven that they do better scholastically, athletically. I mean, what more do you want? And they eat more fruits and vegetables because it gets fruits, Juice Plus gets into your blood. So it makes you want more fruits and vegetables. So just take a look at it. If you have any questions, you can also feel free, always feel free to give me a call anytime during the day between the hours of 10 and 5 at 734-895-1940. If I'm with a client and I don't pick up, just leave me a message or shoot me an email at the letter Y, the letter B as in boy, the letter P as in Paul, the letter O as in orange, 411@yahoo.com. Okay? Great. Okay, as I said tonight, I want to talk to you concerning some superfoods. But first, before I do that, I don't want to forget to mention, I've had some of you to inquire as to a protocol for ridding your pets, your dogs and your little cats of things like fleas and ticks and other biting insects. And some of you may know that I have a little doggie. I have a Minpin. I don't call her a D-O-G, though, because she thinks she's a little G-I-R-L. So I have one. And I choose not to do any of the poisons, the pesticides and stuff like that. I did it one time, but then I just started thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't take that stuff, so why am I going to do her like that? And then she's got this just little bitty liver, and I don't want, even though the vet says that, you know, it doesn't, that doesn't that much penetrate and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But anyway, but I have found a healthy alternative, and it's essential oils. And Essential oils are all natural and mild and will leave the coat healthy and vibrant. And, you know, they've been using essential oils for centuries. And they've been used in a variety of ways to repel fleas and ticks and other little insects that want to bite our little pets. So for centuries, essential oils have been used around the world to just help us to take better care of our pets. So the basic instruction is about 20 drops, and you can put it in a little mist bottle, a bottle that squirts, or I prefer one that mists. And if you want, you can dilute it with just a little water, and you can mist the dog. And I suggest misting your dog before going to any kind of training classes, if you're taking your dog to any kind of training, or when you're returning. Mist yourself down your pant legs and miss your dogs, and that way you won't pick up fleas and other little pests and bring them home. I also suggest spray the area where you set up your exercise pens and crates and things at if you go to dog shows and things like that, and fleas will choose to go to the neighbors instead. You know, the dogs themselves can be missed it when you leave home and again when you return home. Also, set the squirt bottle near the door so that you can mist your dog and your pant leg, like if you're taking your dog for a walk, okay? No hitchhikers will come home with you when you take your dog to walk in public places. Excuse me. Now, if you have a dog with flea allergies, your dog can get instant relief while you rid the environment of fleas. And this is done by misting the dog only, and the fleas will go to other places. But now be sure you mist your area, your home, wherever it is. And, you know, you can do this, like I said, by putting a few drops of oil in a little spray bottle. Be careful not to get the oil in your dog's eyes, because any of you that have had any experience with essential oils, you know that they can really sting. And if you get them in the eye, water sometimes make it worse. So you want to cover your dog's eyes really good. And some essential oils that have shown very effective in repelling insects are cedar, pennyroyal, lemongrass, rosemary, eucalyptus, and also lavender. So that's just a little tip. Make sure if your dog is bothered with insects biting, you know, around the ear, sometimes you'll see flies and different things kind of nipping around the ear, cover the eyes, and then mist around the ear area, not inside of the ear, but just around the ear, and that should take care of it. Now, herbal oils also seem to be effective in repelling chiggers. You guys know what chiggers are? It's been stated that they will repel chiggers, and those little buggers can bite. Mosquitoes, it'll repel mosquitoes. And that's one thing you want to do, especially if your pet is outside. You want to protect it so that it won't get bitten by mosquitoes. And then we have to worry about that old dreaded West Nile. Don't keep water around outside. You know, a long time ago, remember we used to see a lot of those bird baths and things like that. Get rid of those things. Don't have any standing water that will cause mosquitoes to want to congregate. Okay? So that's just some tips for your pets. I'll have some more listed on my website this week. I'll be putting this on my website because I've had a lot of people asking, what's good for my pet? What's good for my pet? What can I use to keep the mosquitoes? And also, these oils can be sprayed on you. Like if you're sitting outside and you want to enjoy the outside, you can also use them on yourself. Another thing that's really good for repelling mosquitoes and fleas and things is oil of cajeput. It's tea tree, melaleuca. All that stuff is awesome. But like my daughter said, it's good for everything, in her opinion, okay? So there we go. That's just a few of them. So with that said, I want to get in tonight concerning some power foods, some superfoods. A lot of you have told me that you wanted a recipe for hummus. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you my recipe for hummus. This is a recipe that I've used from time and time and time again, and it is awesome. I love keeping hummus around because it's something that you can do quick. And I always tell people, keep something on hand that you can grab in a moment's notice, because the worst thing in the world is to get hungry and you don't have anything wholesome right then and there to eat. You'll find yourself just grabbing anything, you know, munching on anything, and that's what you don't want to do. Keep fruits and vegetables in the house that's cut up already, you know, ready to go. So you can, while you're preparing something, if you have to prepare anything, then, you know, you can grab something at a moment's notice, okay? So this is a recipe that I love, and it's with chickpeas, and it's really easy. Now, you can go through, if you'd like to do it, this way, you can get the chickpeas, and you can soak the chickpeas. You can buy the dry chickpeas, and you can soak them if you like. You can get a can of organic chickpeas. Now, I don't do a lot of canned foods, but I'm talking about for convenience sake. You can get a can of organic. They even have them, I've seen, with low sodium. But now, the reason we want to be kind of watchful of the can is because of the BPA. So we don't want to, you know, we don't want to do the can thing too much. You want to do as natural and as fresh and as wholesome as you can. But how many of you know, sometimes it's good to have things on hand like that, because in a moment's notice, you can get it done. You can do what you got to do, okay? So now chickpeas. Chickpeas are powerful. They are very powerful. They are heart health food. They benefit the heart. They strengthen the bones, and they aid in digestion. So that makes them powerful. And one of the most easiest to digest beans is chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans. You know, you'll see them in the store, garbanzo beans, chickpeas. But it's the same thing. Like my kids used to say when they were little, same difference, okay? They provide more vitamin C and nearly double the iron of any other legumes, any other beans. They're also a source of bone-building minerals and calcium and magnesium and potassium. Yeah, that little bitty chickpea. Now, all beans or legumes are well known for fighting disease, and a study from, I think it was Tulane University in New Orleans, found that people who eat beans at least four times a week have a 19% lower risk of heart disease. Isn't that something? 14%. So, and that's more than those who eat them just once a week. So you really want to get into your legumes, your bean family. Now, you can cook them, but this recipe, like I said, this hummus recipe, this is a fantastic recipe, and I've made it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I like my hummus creamy. I like nice, creamy hummus. I don't like it kind of where it has that, like, grainy effect to it. I like it kind of on the really nice, smooth, creamy side. And this is what this recipe is. So now, it's just a basic, easy recipe, okay? Here we go. you combine a 15-ounce can of drained chickpeas, and you can reserve some of the liquid. And what I do is, if I know I'm going to make, if I want to make hummus tomorrow, I'll soak my chickpeas overnight in some good alkaline water. You know, I'm a proponent of alkaline water. So, or either I'll soak them, I'll get them dried, and I'll soak them overnight, and I'll use those, whichever is convenient for me at the time. You know, I ain't perpetrating no fraud. So you reserve the liquid, and then you take 2 tablespoons of tahini. Now, tahini is a sesame seed paste, and you can find it in most of the stores. I know you can get it at Meijer's. You can get it at Kroger. You can get it at the health food stores. Go to Meijer's. They have a really good price on it. So you take 2 tablespoons of tahini, 2 tablespoons of EVOO, extra virgin olive oil, and 2 peeled garlic cloves, real nice, plump, them little nice, plump, fat, juicy ones, okay? The juice of 1 lemon and 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, C-U-M-I-N, cumin. Now, in a bowl, in the bowl of a food processor, you puree and you add the reserved liquid until smooth. Don't put it all in at once. You just put everything in the food processor, and then you add the liquid as needed until it's the consistency that you want. And you can use hummus for so many things. You can use it for a spread on your sandwiches. You can eat it with crackers. You can do it with those pita chips, with the corn chips. And you can eat it by itself. You can eat it on celery. You know, put it on your vegetables, on your broccoli, on your raw broccoli and cauliflower and carrots. It is excellent. So that's it's quick. That's a quick recipe that you can use for, you know, your hummus, for your chickpeas. And they are awesome for you. Another power food, and let me just explain something. When I say all foods are not created equal, what I mean is that some are so good for you that they stand above the rest. That's what I mean when I say they're not created equal. Some are packed with nutrients, and they've been proven to show that they keep your immune system strong, and they help to fend off disease. And for those of you that have the little ones that's going back to school, you really want to make sure that you're boosting your immune system and also your child's. Why? Because they're going back to school. They're going to come in contact with other little children that's sneezing and coughing. And remember and how do they wipe their nose? On the back of their hands or in the palm of their hands? You see what I'm saying? So it's just a good thing to make sure that you boost your immune system, keep your immune. Elderberry is awesome. Elderberry is also in Juice Plus. And for the kids, you can get it for them in the little chewables and the gummies, and it is fantastic. It only has 1 gram of sugar, and it's not artificial. It's the sugar from the fructose. So it's a powerful thing. Okay, so that's what I just want to explain to you when I said that all foods are not created equal. That's what I meant by that. So now, while you should try to eat as many of the different variety of foods as you can in a day, you may want to pay particular attention to certain foods, especially if you have a health issue, okay? Now, I'm not claiming that any of these foods are going to heal or do any kind of healing of anything. In fact, these foods are... that I'm giving you is simply as a suggestion to help your overall health. I'm not saying they're curing anything, because we don't have to. The body will heal itself, and we know that, okay? So that's what I want you to know about that. So, okay, here we go. another superfood, almonds. I don't know how many of you eat almonds on a regular basis, but that is definitely a food that you want on your superfood power food list. Okay, almonds. And they are powerful. Almonds offer more health benefits than most other nuts. Now, although their fat content is relatively high, the fat can help lower your cholesterol because it's mostly unsaturated. It's unsaturated fat. And almonds are one of the best sources of vitamin E. And what does vitamin E does? What do it do? It protects you against high blood pressure and heart attacks. And aren't we seeing too many heart attacks happening today? I mean, and it's not all old people. It's young people, younger than 30, younger than 40, dropping of heart disease. So I just want to let you know they offer a good dose of bone-building minerals, such as calcium and magnesium, as well as a mood-soothing vitamin. Vitamin B is known as the mood-soothing vitamin. And also they have niacin and riboflavin, okay? So almonds are awesome. You can make almond milk out of them. Almond pesto. Now, this is something that I really love. I make a pesto, and I make it from almonds, and it's really easy. All you have to do is just throw everything in a food processor. You combine 4 peel garlic cloves. I love garlic. I use a lot of garlic, a lot of garlic. Why? Because garlic has antibacterial properties, and it is awesome for you. So I use a lot. I go through a lot of garlic on a daily basis. So you combine 4 peel garlic cloves with 1/4 cup of slivered almonds, 2 cups of basil leaves. Get the fresh, plump little basil leaves, and 1/4 cup of EVOO, extra virgin olive oil, and you process it until it's smooth. And you can serve it on pasta. You can have it, for those of you that do fish, you can have it on fish. Or you can use it as a sandwich spread. And it is excellent, excellent, excellent. You can also put it on raw vegetables. It is good. Okay? All righty. Another one, apples. How many of you know I love apples? Eat them every single day. Remember when we were young, we used to always hear that an apple a day keep the doctors away? I really believe there's some truth to that. I really do. Apples are awesome, and they're a good source of phytochemicals or phytonutrients, if you will. And they fight free radicals that lead to heart disease and cancer. Apples are good for the heart. They're a cancer preventative. They keep the blood sugar stabilized. And also they're good for digestion. They aid in digestion. And with the almonds, I didn't mention to you, but almonds are good for the heart. They aid in digestion. They enhance your mood. They keep the blood sugar stabilized, and also they're good for bone strength. They help to strengthen your bones, okay? So it's best to eat your apples unpeeled, and that way you're getting a really quality source of fiber, which benefits your digestion and lowers your cholesterol by sweeping out your intestines. You know, and a lot of times now I'm hearing so many people talk about diverticulitis, and they're told by their doctors, do not consume any seeds, any nuts, anything. Let me tell you something. Please, please do your research on that, because there's just certain things that are going, like a flaxseed. When a flaxseed is ground up and you ingest it, it goes in and cleans out all those little pouches. And it does it so effectively until you will never, ever have a problem. About 20 years ago, I came down with an attack of diverticulitis. And it landed me in the emergency room because I had been following what the doctor said about do not consume any nuts, any seeds. And those little pouches became so impacted until I was in so much pain, I was actually begging for morphine. And that's the truth. When I start doing my research and start finding out exactly how to eat, to live, and how to add more things to my diet that would help to clean those, keep those pouches cleaned out, I have never, ever had a situation like that again. I have never, ever had any more problems with any diverticulitis or anything like that. My colon is in tip-top shape, and it's because I did the research. Okay, so now this is what apple does. It helps to sweep those intestines clean. And it's simply because apples contain fiber and fructose. And fructose is a fruit sugar. Apples have a low rating on the glycemic index, which means that they keep the blood sugar level steady and they keep hunger at bay. Longer than any other fruit. So if you get hungry and you want, you know, something to eat right then and there, get you an apple. Eat you a nice, juicy apple. My favorite is the Fuji. I love the Fuji apple. It's so nice and sweet. And please do organic because apples are one of the fruits that have the highest pesticide load. So make sure you do organic apples. I have found excellent prices on the organic apples at Meijer's. So just check around. You know, let's become a people that kind of like pass the word around. If you find something, good prices on something, you know, let others know about it. Let's share it. Let's share the information, okay? So now that's where I found some really awesome prices. But then sometime at the Natural Food Patch down on 9 Mile in Ferndale, they'll have good prices every once in a while, but you really have to kind of check their produce sometime because sometimes it's kind of bumped and bruised and you know, so just check it out. Okay, so now remember, an organic apple a day keeps the doctors away, and there's a awesome apple and endive salad that I make. And it's so easy. You just dice two apples, any kind you want, as long as it's organic. And you mix it in a little medium bowl with about three stalks of sliced or diced celery with 6 cups of endive. And if you, depending on, you know, how much you want to eat, but this is my recipe I use because one meal a day is normally, I like doing a big salad, just eat a big salad. So that's the way I do it. And I also add a half a cup of chopped walnuts, and then you can add your own, your whatever dressing you like. I do a dressing where I take a fourth of a cup of olive oil, and about a tablespoon of Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. And maybe sometimes if I want that little smoky taste to it, I'll put like maybe half a teaspoon of the Bragg's liquid aminos just to give it a little flavor, you know. But sometimes I don't. And then if you want, you can add a little cayenne pepper if you want, whatever you like, and just toss it in a bowl, and it is so awesome. My mother used to make something for us when we were coming up, and it was baked apples, and I love baked apples. She would just core the apples out and put them in a baking dish, and in a bowl she would put like a cup of applesauce, a little bit of honey to taste, a little bit of lemon juice, I think like juice from maybe a half of a lemon, and about a quarter cup of walnuts and some raisins. And she would make this mixture all up and put a little cinnamon in it or nutmeg. And then she would put it in the apples and then bake the apples uncovered on about 375 for about 45 minutes. And, oh, man, they would be so good. So that's another little tip for apples. Okay? And another one, bell peppers. Bell peppers are awesome because it's a wonderful way to boost your immune system and to help fight free radical damage in your cells, helping you to fend off ailments such as cancer and heart disease. Now, green, yellow, and orange bell peppers are among the best vegetable sources of vitamin C. I'm going to repeat that. The green, the yellow, and the orange bell peppers, they're among the best vegetable sources of vitamin C. But the red, they're even better because they provide three times as much vitamin C as oranges. And bell peppers are also an excellent source of cancer-fighting beta-carotene. But red peppers still rule, providing 20 times more antioxidants and cancer-fighting beta-carotene than all the other peppers. You see, if we learn to eat more from God's pharmacy, it's pharmacy, as opposed to eating from man's pharmacy, pharmacy, we'll be a lot better off. We came from the earth. We're going to have to go back to the earth to help the body maintain, regain, and improve itself and heal itself. When we eat, we should be eating more foods that comes in their original package. How much more original can you get than an apple and a bell pepper and a carrot? You see what I'm saying? So it makes perfect sense. We didn't begin to have all these problems and health issues until we began to eat like the very affluent. You know, I remember a time when we were young, we didn't have a lot of meat. It's not because we didn't want it. We couldn't afford it. But we ate beans. You're talking about beans four times a week? We had so many beans. We had beans so much until my brother told my mother he was gonna run away. He said he couldn't eat another bean. That's how often we had beans. Almost every single beans and greens. Our black-eyed peas, I mean, we had so many beans. But you know what? I rarely remember us going to the doctor. I really do. And that's another reason we couldn't afford it either. So, I mean, we did things to keep us healthy. My mother, we always cleaned out. She cleaned us out so much until I thought something was wrong with her. But now I understand. You've got to keep that body clean. It doesn't even make sense to try to nourish if you don't keep it. It's two things that the body must do. One is take in nutrients. The other is expel waste and toxicity. And if either one of those channels become compromised, you're in trouble. So these are just some little tips, you know, to let you know tonight that, and there's always hope. You know, don't try. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Oh, I know that's probably a terrible analogy, but you get the gist of what I'm talking about, right? Just one step. Don't try to do it all in one. Okay, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm not going to eat this. I'm still taking away things now. As of June the 17th, I've been off wheat. I got off wheat June the 17th. You see, I mean, this is something I just did. You don't do it all at one time because sometimes you can become so frustrated at giving up everything. Just incorporate one thing, one healthy thing at a time, and you'll be surprised how your body will start talking to you and telling you, you know what, that's working really good. Now let's try this. Let's try this. So just do a little bit at a time. Don't try to be a powerhouse. Just a little bit at a time, and you'll see. Drink more water. Try drinking more water. For the next week, I'm going to drink more water. Try eating, add one more vegetable. You see, that's the way it's done. Okay, broccoli. Now, broccoli is something I love. Now, this is something I eat almost every day, broccoli. Broccoli contains an awesome phytochemical or phytonutrient that may prevent the growth of cancerous tumors. I just love it. I love it lightly steamed until it's kind of crispy, but then I love it raw. So there was a study done at the University of Utah Medical School in Salt Lake City, and they found that the lutein, a powerful vision protection antioxidant found in broccoli, may also reduce the risk of colon cancer. It's a cruciferous plant, and it's also rich in folate, fiber, beta carotene, vitamin C, and all of us can benefit from vitamin C and beta carotene and fiber and folate. Why? Because it helps to prevent heart disease. So, and I mean, isn't it just, it's just such a beautiful cruciferous vegetable. When you see it and it's nice and fresh, it is just beautiful. And this is a salad, a broccoli salad that I do, and it is just so easy and so, so good for you. I'll take maybe 3 cups of broccoli florets and a little bit of the stems, and I'll put them in a bowl. And to that, I'll add maybe a half a cup of raisins, and I'll take a sweet Valdia onion. And sometimes, depending on the size of it, if it's a medium one, I'll do the whole thing because I love onion. I love garlic. So I'll use about 2 nice, plump, little juicy cloves of garlic. Mince it up real good, real good, because you don't really want to bite down on a big chunk of onion or the garlic. You want it to season. You want the flavors to marry and to be very melodious in your mouth. That's how I eat. You know, that's how I describe the eating of my food. And then I'll take a 1/4 cup of EVOO, extra virgin olive oil, and I'll put it in there with a couple tablespoons of Bragg's vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and then maybe if you want just a dash of Bragg's liquid amino. If you don't want it, it's optional. You can put it, sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't. And then just mix it up. You can put carrots in it. Just, you know, be creative. Put carrots in it if you like, and just mix it up and let it chill a little bit. And it is so good. You can eat it as a side dish with a nice wild rice and whatever else you'd like to eat, you know. Or either you can have it all by itself. It's a meal all by itself. And it is excellent. So that's something you may want to consider adding to your vegetables. It's a powerful health. It has powerful heart health benefits. It's an anti-cancer vegetable. It helps to prevent cancer, and it is also excellent for your eyes. It helps to protect your vision. So just write it down on your list. When you go to the grocery store, right now you can find some really awesome prices for broccoli, the organic as well as the non-organic. You know I always suggest eating organic whenever possible. Eat organic. If you can't, pray and get it. But now keep in mind there are some fruits and vegetables that are lower on the pesticide scale as opposed to being higher on the pesticide scale. And I gave those a few weeks ago. The ones that's lowest in pesticides are the onions, the corn, the pineapples, the avocados, asparagus, sweet peas, mangoes, what else? Eggplant, cantaloupe, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, mushroom. There's others, but those are the ones that just come to mind right quick, fast and in a hurry. And the Dirty Dozen, the ones with the highest pesticide load, celery, apples. Well, let me back up. Apples number one, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, nectarines, imported, grapes, imported, sweet bell pepper, potatoes, blueberries, domestic, lettuce, kale, and collard greens. So now those are some of the Dirty Dozen. Also, if you have any questions or comments, we still got a few minutes. Boy, the hour seems to just fly by, doesn't it? But all you have to do is press option one, and we can get you in right quick. Only got a couple of seconds. But on that note, I just want to remind you guys that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And I'm yours truly, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. I am not a medical doctor. So what I'm doing here, I'm not giving anything to cure or to diagnose any kind of issue. Nope, that's not what we're doing. What we do is help the body to get back into synergy, and it'll heal itself. You have a great physician within, and it will heal itself. Go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info. If there's any questions that you may have, feel free to drop me an email at the letter YBPO. YBPO, that's the email. YBPO, YBPO, 411 at yahoo.com. Give me a call at 734-895-1940. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have, any concerns. And that's about it for tonight. Wait a minute. Okay. We've got somebody that came in a little bit too late. I'm sorry, 313 area code. But we've got about 90 seconds left. You waited a little bit too late. I'm so sorry. But I just want to invite you guys to come back next week and be with me here on Here's to Your Health. Don't forget the 28th. Anybody that you know that has children, or whether they do or don't, invite them to be on the show with April Renee on the 28th of this month, the last Tuesday of the month. She's going to do it. You want to know some of those things that's in vaccination? The blood and the formaldehyde and the chicken embryo and the pig's blood and all that kind of thing, you really want to be on that show. So I just like to take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking some time to spend with me here on Here's to Your Health. I love you. I love you. I love you. I pray that you have sweet sleep tonight. Tell somebody, call somebody and tell them you love them. If you give it, you get it. God bless you. Let's do it again next week. Good night.